Parshat Shmot, Moshe gets spoken to by Hashem, gets sent on his mission, so Hashem gives him some signs. So the signs that Moshe got, so we're familiar with them, the stick that turns into a snake, and the hand with tzarat. So Chazal see, these aren't just, they could have just been signs that you do this, wow, Am Yisrael is going to know that that you're the real deal. If you're able to do this, these are incredible tricks. Normal people aren't able to do this. You really must be sent by Hashem. That's what the signs are in the pshat. Okay, Am Yisrael is going to say, how do we really know you're sent by Hashem? Moshe comes and does some signs. But Chazal see in the signs that Hashem chose, because he could have had him do any number of wonders and signs and miracles and tricks, and would have served the same purpose. So clearly, in the ones that Hashem chose, had a message that's for someone, and they and Chazal say there was a message for Moshe Rabbeinu. And Lamir Lado Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Benachash Ma Nachash Noshech Meimit, just like the snake bites and kills people, so Paro and his people are being Noshech Meimit Am Yisrael. So Moshe, go save them. And so to the Tzarat Ma Mitzora Tami Umitame Kachay Al Paro Mitzrim Tameim Umitamim. So the Beis Halevi says you have to understand that Paro and the Mitzrim were doing two bad things to Am Yisrael. One is the obvious one. They were enslaving them. Okay, but that's something bad to their body. But the second is the Ra Tanefesh Echtil V'Kilkalu Otam Harbe. They were trying to make Am Yisrael not be Jews anymore. Not meaning not observe their religion anymore, meaning you can't make them not be Jews, but not act Jewish, not do any of the Torah umitzot. That was their goal. Their goal was, if we give them enough work, that will be mekalkel them, that will get them off the derech. And they were successful to an extent. How do we know? Because at the Yam Suf, Malachim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. Why are you saving one nation and drowning the other nation? They're all idol worshippers, so why would you save one or the other? So Hashem answers, these Am Yisrael was doing it because of they were being forced to and coerced into it, or out of Shibud, and the Mitzvah were doing it of choice. Various ways to explain the Devar Chazal, or Zchus Avos, all sorts of various answers. But it's clear that that was their goal, and they were somewhat successful at it. And that was why Am Yisrael had to be taken out of Mitzrayim, maybe before time was up, in order so that they wouldn't be completely lost. But the Beit HaLevi says, wait, the Midrash doesn't actually answer the question. The Midrash answers the question why Hashem showed an animal that bites and kills. But it doesn't answer why a snake. The Midrash says, Ma nachash noshechu meimit lebnei adam, so too paro. So it answers what the nachash was hinting at.
It
could have been any animal, exactly. It could have been any animal. What, you don't think an Arye is noshechu meimit? Kama chayot noshechim utorfim heim od yoter, and some of them are more dangerous than the snake. So he said, what you have to understand is that this was the message. Paro wasn't just enslaving them. It wasn't just the lack of freedom and the incredible burden and everything that all the suffering Am Yisrael was going through. It was the religious aspect. This wasn't economic slavery that Paro's like, look at all this free labor I got. Instead of having to pay these workers a minimum wage and unions and paying their pensions and social security, and I'm getting free labor. No, this was with the ulterior motive of getting them all to not be religious Jews. And the proof was all the things that Paro was doing to them. As in, we know that Chazal tell us that Hichlifu Malachet Anashim L'Nashim. When I was in fourth grade, the Rebbe said they made the men cook, and then the women were doing the bricklaying. Okay, so without getting into that, but whatever role it was that the men had in their society, the women were doing that role, and whatever role women were having in the society, the men were doing that role, and that made it all the more difficult. So if your goal is to try and make as much money and have all this free labor, you would want all this free labor to be the most effective for you, and making you richer and richer and richer.
So that wouldn't have been effective.
And that wouldn't have been effective. So clearly, that is not their goal. And he has another medrash, the Beis Halevi quotes, is that the Mitzrim were saying, Am Yisrael, why are you doing Mila? If you stop doing Mila, you'll be more like us. Lama tem malin otam, heyu kimitzrim, v'takel avodam me'aleichem. And we'll make your work easier if you just stop doing Mila. That was like step one in order to become more like a Mitzri. And therefore, their whole goal wasn't to make money, because clearly that's not what was at play here. And that's why Hashem had to stop it. It was angering Hashem. Clearly the goal wasn't making money. Clearly the goal was to get Am Yisrael separated from Hashem. And that answers why the snake. Because the Gemara actually says that all the animals come to the snake one day. And they say, snake, why are you biting other animals, okay? I know the kol chayonim azikim torfim alsem kein lanatam shiok ledravam. I know why the lion attacks something. Why does a lion attack something? Because he wants to eat it. So yes, that's the ecosystem we have. That's the food pyramid. As in, the lion is going to eat the gazelle or deer or sheep. You know, it's going to attack it. Why did you just bite a gazelle or deer? Because I wanted to eat it, and that's how I get food. That's how I eat. So that's my sustenance. The snake, why did he just bite something and put its venom in it and kill it? Does it then eat it? No. It doesn't get enough from it. So, Paro, you are not getting hana from your neshicha, from your hezek, that you're doing to Am Yisrael. Paro is just hurting Am Yisrael for the sake, not as economic benefit. We can understand, meaning it's terrible, you're enslaving people for your own economic benefit, but we at least understand the goal, what you get out of it. You stand to gain. Normally we say, en adam chotev lolo, that there's nothing but, you know, that you're at least benefiting from it. What's your benefit here? You just want to get Am Yisrael off of it? And he says, the Beis Halevi, this also turned out to be Paro's undoing. Because what did Hashem tell Moshe and Aaron to go ask Paro for? Go give us 3 days off. If your goal is to have the best workers, to be the most productive for you, to make the most money for you, so people understand that your workers need a break too. Even if your goal is money, and you don't really care about your workers. Nowadays we're like, no, we love our workers because we want our employees to stay on, and it looks good for business, and helps in so many ways. Okay, maybe there are some people that do care about their employees, but a lot of the time what they care about is their profits. And they're not able to make those profits without at least caring about their employees. So if Paro's going to at least pretend to be caring about his employees, and my goal is to make money, so even if his goal is to make money, giving them 3 days off vacation would have helped him make more money. Okay, maybe not in the short run. In those 3 days, he won't make any. But they'll come back after the 3 days vacation, revived, restored, reinvigorated, and now able to work really hard and make him a lot of money. So clearly, Paro would be in favor of that. And officially, that's his reason. Paro can't say, I'm doing this to Am Yisrael. This is all a cover-up. Paro's sinister goals are being hidden by him saying, I want to make money. So officially, that's the party line. That's the reason he's enslaving Am Yisrael, is for the money. So Hashem says, Moshe and Aaron say, okay, if that's what he's saying, so ask for 3 days off. Hashem knows the real reason Paro's doing it. He knows Lev Adam. Paro's doing it in order to get everybody off the derech, in order to get everybody to stop serving Hashem. So his undoing was, when Moshe and Aaron come, they don't just say, give us 3 days off. They give us 3 days off. Nelech, Lizbach, Hashem Elokeinu. That's what Paro can't handle. 3 days off, he would have been able to handle, and he has to play along. And the original plan was, 3 days off, and we'll come back to you. Because he couldn't handle that, what are they going to do in those 3 days? They're going to go serve Hashem. He has to say no. And therefore, everything that happened, his whole goal was unraveled because his secret plan was that they shouldn't be serving Hashem. And because he couldn't say yes to them going to serve Hashem for 3 days, so then they ended up not coming back to him at all. That's the base of Levi's goal. So you have to understand, Paro here is like the Nachash. He has no personal benefit from it. Okay, as terrible as Paro was, it wasn't that he was doing this for his own benefit. He was doing things counter to his own benefit. That was the Goldal Rishus. He was willing to have us do labor that we couldn't handle. Men doing women's chores, women doing men's chores, making it impossible for us, because his real goal wasn't to have us be slaves. His real goal was to get us to stop being over the Hashem, and that Hashem can't tolerate. So we should remember that Hashem really, really can't tolerate when people's goals are to get us to lazov datam, and we have to really work on being over the Hashem, regardless of whatever obstacles people put in our way.
What was the point of the
tzirat? So the second part in the Medrash says, was the Mitzor idea. That there's still Mitame and Mitame. That part fits.
Yeah, but if we see that within the Nachash.
No, but they are Mitame us. They have negative influence on us. That could be clear. But why specifically Nachash as opposed to a lion? Not to the base of Levi's answer.
Got it.
No problem.